This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Atlanta, what's going on? It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man. Last night, the Hawks fall to the Bucks, and that means they take a step back after taking a step forward the night before against Memphis. And ironically, Zachary Richachet, who was just named Rookie of the Month, is going to join us here in about 10 minutes. So we're going to talk to him about his rookie season, how things are going, the adjustment to the league, and all of that. But Mike, last night, we found out something about this Hawks team that I think we've known, but it's becoming a little bit more clear as the season is going on. And look, they're competing. They're in these games. Last night, this is a 121-121 game, and then all of a sudden, you know, the Bucks score the last 6 points. They end up winning 127-121. But this comes down to, like, the other night against Memphis, you make a play, you get a finish, you get a close, you had a moment. But we haven't had enough of those, and part of it is because we don't have enough closers on this team. Mike, if it's not Trey potentially closing the game, I mean, again, it was Caris LeVert two nights ago, who gets the pass from Dyson Daniels. But if it's not Trey, who else is closing the game for the Hawks?
Well, that's just it. I mean, Richachet the other night goes for 27, leads all scorers. Last night he couldn't hit anything. I mean, he was struggling. I was telling Carl, and we're going to talk to him coming up, because he's still learning his way in the NBA, and the knock on him, or at least the breakdown on him out of the draft, was he's going to work on his jump shot. You know, his jump shooting's got to improve. And sometimes it looks like the light's going on. Last night, just couldn't feel it. But, you know, free throws last night, I thought Trey went to the line 9 times. I think Greek Freak went 12. So that was almost pretty balanced, but they just were able to find the basket late in the game and outscored us by 9 points in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, I, look, and again, I'm going to tell you, I think Zach is having a really good rookie season. Is it stellar? Is it one of the all-time great rookie seasons? No, but he's having a really good year.
But it's not bad.
He's not bad.
We're not complaining about it. We said yesterday, I mean, Alexander, remember that we had the big debate for about a month, Alexander Sarr versus Richachet. It looks like Richachet is going to be the right call. And he's also been one of the best players on the floor a couple nights this year. That's important.
So that's part of the issue. But I'm here to tell you, would it be an issue if Jalen Johnson was on the floor? Would this whole, we need another guy, another dude, another closer with Jalen Johnson on the floor? So we gotta slow our roll. And what I mean is, when we say, hey, we got to get another guy in here that can flat out score and can, you know, close games for you. Well, if you add Jalen Johnson to the mix, this again is a different team. And so, Mike, that is what I continue to try to tell myself as I saw this lead dwindle last night. And then all of a sudden you go, all right, it's a tie game. Who's going to take over? Everybody in the league knows, hey, if you blitz Trey, meaning I got to run a couple of guys at him, Mike, you're forcing somebody else to try to make shots.
Right.
And if you don't have guys who can do that consistently, well, then that's how you beat the Hawks. I'm going to run guys at Trey, get the ball out of his hands, and guess what? Richachet, you got to beat us. Dyson Daniels, you got to beat us. Caris LeVert, you got to beat us. And LeVert hit a big three, by the way, to tie the game, I think, at 121. But that's pretty much what we're watching as of late. And so the Hawks, again, trying to stay in the play-in as we speak, but also trying to make some room and get up into potentially, you know, the 7 or 8 spot. You don't want to be 9 or 10. We've said this, and that's kind of where we're sitting right now. But last night, that Bucks loss, and the Bucks are hot, by the way. They've right. won a few games
they've
now.
They've righted the ship now that the yes. Giannis is back and he's healthy. So it's just frustrating to as a fan. I was just telling Carl and Chris, our producer, before the show, I said, you realize, you know, Caris LeVert, who's been really popping, and he had 21 last night off the bench, he's a free agent next year.
Yep.
You're bringing him back, right?
You should, with the way he's played.
I mean, I get it. You know, you're moving guys, and you took on an expiring contract. Do they, is Landry Fields and the front office feel that this is, and I think most Hawks fans would say, that's a guy you build with. That's a guy that's the bench. And then Jalen Johnson comes back. You go get a wing or whatever you want, whatever you want to do in that free agency money. You've got to go. Stop with the addition by subtraction. We've got to keep some of these guys on the roster.
It's a great
Bogey's
point.
Gone. I want this dude here.
Trae Young, 28-13 last night. And we're going to talk plenty about the Hawks with Zachary Richache coming up here on the show. But guys, we also are keeping a close eye on what's going down in the NFL. And I'll say this. When are the Falcons going to do something? Everybody else is doing something right now around the league. And I'm going to run down the list of things that are going on. Now, again, remember, none of this becomes official until the league year starts. But, guys, deals are done. What are we doing? Contracts are done. Teams are already cutting and releasing players and saving money.
Right.
So today, Tyler Lockett gets released by Seattle, Mike. Mm-hmm. This is a guy that's been the heart and soul of that Seattle team, going back to the Russell Wilson days. And as soon as this happens, DK Metcalf, that stud of a wide receiver, two-time Pro Bowler, goes, I want out. So he's asking for a trade. So all of a sudden now Seahawks are like, cool, we'll oblige you. We're going to see where we can maybe send you. He says he wants to go to a contender, whatever that means. Meanwhile, Christian Kirk is going to be released by the Jaguars. They're going to save $10 million, and all of a sudden you got another free agent wide receiver on the market. Sam Hubbard is retiring from the Bengals. Their D-line just got worse, and it was already bad. The Bears trade for Joe Tooney, from the Chiefs, who's a four-time Super Bowl winner, Mike. They're trying to protect their quarterback in Caleb Williams, and they already traded for Jonah Jackson from the Rams. So they went and got two guards in the middle of that offensive line. All this stuff is happening. The Raiders, we just found this out, Mike. Max Crosby gets a new three-year extension worth $106 million, $91 million guaranteed. What are the Falcons doing?
Well, I mean, we don't have a lot of money. I mean, first things first, I mean, we've got to find out, you know, and maybe they've already made their plan up about who's going to be cut. You know, I would think we're going to move on from whether it's Onyemata or Grady. You've got to find some savings to go get some of the things we want. We've got to figure out what the plan is in the middle. Is Ryan Neuzel done enough where he's going to be the guy that takes over for Drew Dahman? You'll let Drew Dahman walk because that might be an expensive proposition. I mean, I don't expect us to be linked. Maybe when this, you know, when the legal tampering starts, maybe we'll get linked to some of the free agent defensive linemen. But right now, I mean, I think it's more guys that are kind of cleaning shop in-house. So, you know, moving on, guys like, and by the way, Lockett was a fantasy killer for me this year. Did nothing.
He hurt you?
Yeah, I picked him up late. And just
was that Geno or him?
Well, pick either way, I didn't get the results. You know how I feel about Geno, not a fan. You know, regular season stud.
I
don't know what you expect the Falcons to be doing right now unless, you know, who are we going to keep? Who are we going to lock in?
Well, that's all I'm saying.
There's just nobody on the defense I want to keep other than the guys that are already under contract.
Well, look, if they're on the same page that we're on, we should be hearing release, cut, release, saving money.
I get it. I mean, I agree with you. I don't know what the plan is. I mean, we know that they're window dressing on the Cousins thing, hoping they get a Hail Mary that somebody wants to make a trade. That's not going to happen. What about, though, you're right, Onyemata. When are we going to find out that Onyemata's been
released,
cut?
Release, cut, save money.
Sorry, Dave. Good guy, but got to go.
that's all I'm saying. Mike, I'm with you. I don't expect them, okay, immediately to be making blockbuster deals. What I do expect them to do is clean up our situation so that we can at least be a player come next week. That's all I'm saying. And I'm seeing all these other teams. Released, cut, release, trade. When are the Falcons going to do something?
And by the way, if you're a listener, don't you dare get on the text line and say, hey, let's go get Metcalf or Kirk. No. All right, again, I swear to God, I will come through the radio. I will find you on the internet. I will come through the computer and punch you in the head, okay? Stop it. I'm going to burst out of the TV screen, okay? Like the movie Tron, okay?
Whoa.
No.
Eric.
No, stop. Stop with this. I mean, we don't need – we're set with skill position guys, okay? You know, later if somebody's available as a free agent, we want to get some depth to the wide receiver, sure. But that's not what we need, okay? I want to hear about stealing Philadelphia Eagles that are free agents. That's what I want on defense.
Well, and there's a bunch of them. There's going to be at least three of those guys that are going to be available when the marketplace opens. And again, remember, once legal tampering starts, they may have deals. They probably will all have deals the first day that as soon as free agency begins. 404-726-0929. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. This hour is brought to you by our friends at Padley. Sell your home fast for cash, guys. That's P-A-D-L-Y. Check them out and make sure you go to Padley.com. I'll say this, and we're going to talk plenty about this today because more and more stuff is coming down. And again, this is just teams either making moves to help themselves in free agency like the Bears, but they got money, or these are teams cleaning up their own situation. This is where we should be. Let's clean up our own house. And you should be hearing that the Falcons are doing this, that, that, and the other.
Right.
And we're just not hearing any of that right now. So, meanwhile, I will tell you guys this. The Falcons, along with every other team in the NFL, they get 30 visits from the top 30 candidates that they believe that they're most interested in. Okay? Not everybody's going to interview or bring in guys.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's. So thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy!
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So, you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
The same people. But this process is starting. And some of this stuff I said to you guys will be announced. Some of it won't. Some guys will come to town and be like, they talked to that guy? They did. But today, Mike, Shamar Stewart, the kid out of Texas A&M, is visiting the Cardinals. He's one of their visits. They are in need of edge. And we talk about teams that we say, all right, well, where are we going to be in the top 15 if some of these other teams decide to do exactly what we think they're going to do? He is visiting the Cardinals. Will he visit the Falcons? My guess is probably yes. We don't know when, but some of these guys are going to come into town, and it will be common knowledge that, yeah, such and such came in because they want us to know. Some of these other guys, Mike, they try to keep a secret. I mean, Bijan came to town, guys, nobody even knew. They went to Texas and worked him out for damn near 3 days, and it was like nobody even was talking about it. So it's one of these situations where we're going to keep a close eye out on these 30 visits that they get, every team does, from their top prospects.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 15-year veteran and three-time champion, subscribe to my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week where we take you through the ins and outs of the association's top storylines, as well as breaking news and so much more. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.